From her debut album, Time for Mercy, in 1993, Jan Arden, Will You Remember Me? On the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane, remember her? Jan Arden is unforgettable. A singer, songwriter, actor, activist, author, podcaster, daughter, sibling, friend, and now a member of the Sisters of Sunrise Club. It's a pretty exclusive club, just me and Jane right now. And now, Jan, welcome to the morning Zoom, Jan Arden.
Well, good morning, and thanks for having me.
Jan, since we won't be speaking with you on March 27th, may we wish you a happy birthday in advance?
Oh, yes, of course. I'm not a huge birthday celebrator, but I appreciate it. And you know what? I'm so grateful to be getting older. And it's lovely to live life with the absence of doubt. And that's what getting older hands to you, is just, you know, you just finally start realizing that you're okay and life marches on. And but thank you so much for that. I'll have to don a hat and, I don't know, light a cigar or something and wander through my trees naked.
Does the number bother you or not at all?
Yeah. It have no bearing. You know, my mom used to say, you're only born on one day. And so it's always kind of odd to celebrate a birthday. I think it's so odd because you, as much as there's a day that comes around, you weren't born on that day. You were born on one day, and it's long since passed. So I guess as far as counting time, I think sometimes we make a mistake doing it, just counting time. People really... I don't know. Our version of 60 is certainly not our parents' version of 60, and certainly not our grandparents' version of 60. So you can see kind of how human beings have moved forward somehow a little bit as far as their health and their well-being and how long we live and our nutrition and getting exercise. We know a lot more now. So I always say that 60 is the new 30. And I feel better now than I did really when I was so much younger. I just feel so much better because I look after myself.
Right.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you're incredibly accomplished, too. So there's lots to look back and go, you know what? Pits and, you know, I mean, like valleys and peaks, right? And you've just had an amazing career.
Bet.
Yeah. I wanted to ask.
Very grateful. Very, very grateful.
Yeah. Oh, that's so great. So birthday, which maybe we give to our moms because they did all the work on the day that we were actually born. So let's give it to our moms. And on this International Women's Day, can you tell us about the strong women in your life?
Oh my gosh, it was definitely my mom, and certainly both my grandparents, my dad's mother and my mom's mother. My mom was my true north. She was very economical. I remember being, you know, 15 and being in trouble, and my mom said to me, you know, I'm not your friend, I'm your mother. Mm. And I think at 15 it really stung because, you know, I had other girlfriends that, oh, my mom's my best friend. And my mom made it very clear to me that she was my guardian and she was my supervisor. She was my boss. And I just appreciate that so much because she encouraged me a lot and she taught me a lot of things and she definitely showed me by example. She was a very wise person and I miss her a lot. It's hard saying goodbye to your mother, but I have so many memories. She's with me as much today as she was in her physical life. She is always guiding me, and whenever I'm in, you know, thinking that what should I do, I still turn to her, and I still hear her voice very clearly. So yeah, it's funny. I didn't think she would. You know, I thought she would just disappear into the ether, and she hasn't at all.
Singer, songwriter, Canadian Music Hall of Fame member, multi-Juno Award winner, actor, author, activist, Jan Arden is just one person. Jan Arden is our guest on this international...
I'm a nice bunch of girls.
You are a nice bunch of girls.
You are a nice bunch of girls. And we're celebrating Jan and all things on International Women's Day. We're going to have more with Jan, including a song from her newest album, Descendant, and that's just ahead.